Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and sitting with me right now is author Tamara Pelosi. She wrote a book called Pennies from an Angel, Innocent Lives Behind a Crime. It's about a nationally publicized murder which leaves a wake of destruction in its path. Hello, Tamara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So tell me, this is a memoir.
Yes, it's a memoir.
So why did you write this book?
I was probably at the lowest point in my life when I started to write the book. It was, I was angry, I was terrified, I was scared. My ex-husband at that time, he was just sentenced to 25 years to life for a brutal murder. And it was a publicized case, and it was, it was in the media for about 3 years. So it was lots of media, lots of police for 3 years, and what it had did to my family, and I was just so angry and terrified and scared and ashamed. I just started writing. And as I started writing, it just started to reveal more of myself. And the more I wrote, the more the book changed, and it was it became a real self-discovery project. It took me 5 years to write the book.
Tell me a little bit about it. What's the plot behind it?
So the wanted to show the story behind the sidelines of a sensational murder. What happens to those innocent victims that are behind the scenes, you know, from the crime of one, you know, why does everybody else have to pay the price? And I just wanted to explain our side of it, but I go way beyond that because during me writing the book, I figured out how did I stay 19 years in this marriage? And it was a big revelation that came to me. So I bear all of me. I bear all of me from 18 years old, the dysfunction, the abuse that happened in the marriage, and how I got out.
It sounds like it was very therapeutic for you as well.
Very therapeutic, very therapeutic.
And how did it make you a better person? How did it help you get past what you were feeling while this was all going on?
I guess from journaling and writing, I was able to put on words for what I was feeling and start to be able to release everything. And just seeing your life in black and white is amazing when you look at the whole picture. And you really have to say, you know, what was my part in this? And, you know, how can I improve my life? What could I learn from this, you know, and carry on? And the book is actually inspirational for women. So it was my thing to go out there to touch other women's lives. It's not so much to broadcast about with the murder, but it was really how you can take a devastating event that happens in your life and turn it around.
Let's expound on that a little bit. How will it help other women who read the book?
I feel that if they read the book, they can maybe see some of themselves. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a murder that happens in their life. It could be anything, anything that's devastating that brings them to their darkest moments. And I was in my darkest moments. And through the book, you see how I heal. And it ends very uplifting. And I think as they can see the transformation that happens is very powerful.
So much about relationships, I assume.
Much about relationships, yeah. And relationship with yourself and figuring out who you are.
I would imagine it was very painful writing the book.
It was very, very painful.
At the same time, you say therapeutic. And I'm wondering if it will prompt you to write more.
Yes, actually, I did write another book, hopefully to be published this spring or summer. It's called The Recipe to Empower Your Life. And people, after reading the book or when they knew of my life story, they just said to me, you know, Tammy, how do you smile? How do you keep a positive attitude? How did you get from there to here? And I really had to think about that. And once I thought about what I really did, I said, wouldn't it be so good to put it into some kind of form of a book to help other women? And I came up with all these ingredients that changed my life. First, I had to have courage to look at myself. I had to have faith. I had to have gratitude, self-love, responsibility, communication. There had to be humor. So I put all that together, and then I was able to figure out who I was and what my life purpose is.
Tell me how you came up with the name, Pennies from an Angel.
Pennies from an Angel is because in my darkest moment, I sat there praying for something to help me. And I got a vision of a penny in my head. And I just knew when I would see these pennies that it would just started to comfort me. And everywhere I went, and every time I was really, really down, there was a penny. And I would just pick it up and put it in my pocket, and I would just say, okay, I'm going to get through another hour, another day, another week. And they always popped up exactly when I need them until this day.
I see you had a collaborator on the book.
Well, Susan is my mother, actually. So she experienced everything with me. She took my words, my thoughts, my journals, and she put it into the story form. And she really captured my soul.
All right. Well, once again, the book is called Pennies from an Angel, Innocent Lives Behind a Crime. The author is Tamara Pelosi. And Tamara, I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.